Peter Karsten couldn't help being emotional when he cradled a rehabilitated eagle in his arms before releasing it back to the wild on Vancouver Island this weekend. The former Calgary zookeeper was given the honor of freeing a one-year-old bald eagle that was rescued from near Nanaimo by Derek Downs, animal care supervisor at Errington's North Island Wildlife Recovery Center, NIWRC, and nursed back to health. The release celebration was held on Saturday afternoon at the NIWRC in front of a huge crowd, with some capturing the joyful moment with long lens cameras while others videoing the release using their cell phones. Karsten, who is from nearby Denman Island and worked at the Calgary Zoo for more than 30 years, was tearful when he tried to calm down the eagle in his arms while walking around to show off the healed bird of prey, who had suffered from injured radius and ulna. Following that, he let go of the eagle, which spread its wings and soared above the crowd, who were awed and excited to see the bird fly off to the skies. A one-year-old rehabilitated bald eagle from the North Island Recovery Center flaps its mighty wings as it is released back to the wild. Michael Briones photo. Read more. Video. Island Rehabilitation Center gives spring tips on helping injured wildlife. It was a very emotional experience, Karsten said. I must say, I had to wipe some tears off my eyes because it's such an incredible accomplishment. It's such a wonderful event. Robin and Derek were of great understanding that I wanted to hold the eagle with my bare hands and not in gloves so you can feel the eagle. Karsten said he has handled eagles in the past but this occasion was different and difficult to match. To have an eagle that is destined to die, starve to death and unable to survive being taken here and rehabilitated to fly off again, that is so extraordinary. Peter Karsten holds a rehabilitated bald eagle before its release from the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center in Errington. Michael Briones photo. Read more. Wildlife Recovery Center in Errington celebrates release of six bears back into wild. The invitation to release the eagle has inspired Karsten to create a piece of art, a 7-foot steel depiction of an eagle release. It's just a highlight in my life, Karsten said. I was a zookeeper and zoo director for 30 years and it's still very, very special. I am so very grateful. The event kicked off with a First Nations drum beating ritual and a raven song led by artist Bill Halen. The NIWRC has been busy and continues to receive injured eagles and other animals, including bears. The nonprofit society that relies on fundraising, donations and sponsorships. The center is also open for public visits, and in addition to educational displays, has a variety of ambassador animals to visit. Wildlife that were rescued but unable to be released back to the wild, such as Dougal, the blind raven who'd been abandoned by his parents, and Ray, a black bear who likely had suffered head trauma and was found wandering near the highway. Learn more and plan your visit at NIVRA.org. Read more. Spring sensations. Chilly nights yield to sunny adventures in Parksville Qualicum Beach. Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter.